Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city. Welcome home, a bunch of big shots. They get out of Texas without being swept, without losing their wild card spot, without losing the tiebreaker to the Texas Rangers, and without Aaron Boone losing his job. And the guy with the ball last has to get Big Shot of the Night. David, put him to bed, Gnar. I like the sound of that. Put him to bed. Night-night. Z's and GG's. David Bednar, 42 pitches, 5 strikeouts, 5 out save. I mean, the guy wanted it. You got to love that. Aaron Boone going out there and being like, hey, we're about to take you out. We're going to bring Doval in. Nah, I'm good. Let me get this last guy. I know I should have struck out Seager. I know Semien got a single off me. But I can get Garcia out. And he does. And that's the biggest game he's pitched in years, maybe in his career. Keeping the Yankees afloat here a little bit. And literally taking the job as the Yankees closer. Maybe for the rest of this year and next year. So, David Bednar, you're the big shot of the night. Honorable mention, oldie but goldie. Goldie Knox, bringing the power back. Goldie had lost his power. He wasn't hitting doubles, homers. And he hit 2 in Globe Life Park, or Globe Life Field as they call it now. This new place where I was listening to Ruco and Coney talk about, hey, they don't hit homers in here anymore. It's one of the hardest places to homer in baseball. Not for Paul Goldschmidt mashing lefties. Shout out to David Cohn. If you're watching the live stream, I got the David Cohn celebrity golf outing shirt on. I will be there tomorrow morning. I'll see you guys there. I am not playing, and this is something now as we get into open mic time. I'm not playing, and this is the third year I'm not playing. I might take some swings, but like I don't want to be the like amateur messing up the game. Like, you know, when you if you ever go play pickup basketball and it's grown men, and there might be like a 12-year-old that wants to run with the grown men, and it's like, You're not really of the level of competition. I don't want to be thrusted into the level of competition out there with guys that really play. I have my golf shoes. I don't have any clubs. I do have Casamigos bag. Shout out to Lee from Casamigos who sent me a nice golf bag, but I haven't gone to get fit for clubs. I know I've been on WFAN talking about how I've swung on the simulator. I have a swing. I know how to hold the club. I know how to swing. I have my form down, but I'm not going to play tomorrow for two reasons. One, because I don't want to mess up anybody who's like really serious and locked in playing out there at Brook Lake. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a nice night, too. I can't wait for the dinner. Shout out to Allison Lucas, the Ed Lucas Foundation. Honestly, love every year. It's my third year. Love every year seeing everybody from Sweeney Murdy to Brian Hoke, Ken Danico. Ramiro Mendoza was there last year. Joe Girardi. Obviously, Bernie Williams, David Cohn. I'm sure I'm forgetting some other great people that are out there. From WFAN, Mark Malusis, JJ. John Jastrzemski, CeeLo is usually out there. I think those guys might be out there again this year. But, yeah, I'm not going to play because it's a shotgun start. Shout out to Forge, Bernie Williams' manager. He's like, it's a shotgun start at 10:30. And I'm like, if it's a shotgun start at 10:30, I don't know. Are they shooting off a shotgun in the air and then they just start swinging and everybody's, like, trying to get a hole-in-one or birdie, par? I'm not going to jump into the fray. I got to go home tonight. Try to calm down from doing a five-hour show, which is going to take 2 hours. So by the time I go to sleep, it's 2 in the morning. I'll probably sit in the dark listening to you guys call Big Mac. And I'll listen to Big Mac show until I can sleep at 2 a.m. And then my son's going to get up with a poop diaper. And I'll actually try to beat my wife to the punch and change his poop diaper at 7 a.m. And then I got to take her. This is also open mic time. I got to take her to the DMV. She's getting her real ID. I'm getting my real ID next week. Has anybody successfully gone to get a real ID? We're under pressure here. She had to print out like credit card statement and like, I think she has like our rent contract and like all this other stuff to make sure she can get a real ID. And I'm doing mine next week. But yeah, that's where we're at. Open mic time, whatever you guys want to talk about. Shotgun starts in golf. Starting my golf escapades. I might take some swings tomorrow, but I'm not going to compete. I'm not going to play, but I'll be out there. And since I got to drop my wife off at the DMV 9:30, and then I got to pick up my boy Joel, then we got to ride all the way out to Brook Lake. I'm like, I don't want to show up there and mess up anybody's 10:30 shotgun start. And I got to rent some clubs. I don't have my own club. So like, I'm just going to be on the cart, probably doing some content, social media stuff. And then, you know, really looking forward to, throwing the suit on and sitting at the tables for dinner and, all the ceremonies and the things that go on at David Cohn's celebrity golf outing. My third year attending, and Big Mac will be filling in for me tomorrow night. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones and the conversation around the Mets, the Yankees, and whatever you want to talk about in the wide world of sports. I think I threw out there before the break that, the NFL has banned smelling salts. And this is something that's been in football forever. Like, I know there's some old school football players. I know George Kittle was talking about how he uses them. It came out a couple days ago that the NFL was going to ban them. And I think a lot of people pushed back on it. And then 3 hours ago, Schefter reported, it turns out smelling salts are not banned. And the NFL Player Association is aware of the memo issued by the league Tuesday regarding the use of smelling salts and ammonia capsules. They were not notified of this, and I think players are like, hey, nah, I need those. I need those for the game. This policy does not prohibit players' use of these substances. So, yeah, they're going to still be able to, hit those smelling salts during the game when they need them to kind of just, snap back into it. 888-808-1019 as we snap back into it. Lou in Astoria, back on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good, good. How are you?
Keith, a couple of things before I go about the Yankees. I miss John Sterling. I'm sick and tired of this guy. Saying, get her up. What is that about?
I don't understand. Giddy up, giddy up, bang on. Listen. That's Dave Sims.
Finish.
That's
and
his home run call.
I miss you, and I think you should keep it in your show. That was something cool. I thought that was very neat. I think that every time that I was there. And by the way, another thing I want to ask you before
I can do it coming back from the next break. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, you know, Susan has a thing. He put the cycle before the game start.
Yeah.
And my name was called up. And I know that I didn't win the truck or whatever it is. But you mentioned my name, and I just wanted you to find out. I know that Wendy's gives you $50 as a gift certificate. How do you claim that? Because I'm sure it was me. There's not too many Lou's in Astoria.
There's probably a bunch of Lou's in Astoria.
No, but anyway, let me go to the Yankees anyway. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Because
I don't know how you claim it. Really, I don't know how you claim it.
I just ask you, but I don't care because Wendy's is not my type of, I just like
no
McDonald's.
Biggie? You don't need a Biggie fry? No Biggie? No Biggie fry?
No,
for you?
You know what?
No Biggie burger?
They got the Baconator. They got the Baconator. My son loves it, but that's the only thing I've already got.
Junior Bacon Cheeseburger?
Frosty? Yeah, you know, everything is okay, once in a while. But listen, the Yankees. Evans, in the afternoon, claims that the Yankees are World Series contender, that they want to win the division. Where does he get that information from? If you see the third baseman, the third baseman, the shortstop, your favorite player, the second, who, by the way,
he pulled me
out. he said that you got 13 because of him, number 13.
Oh, not because my God. I bought the player tee.
You remember that, right?
I have a LeMayu player tee in my closet.
I still rock
the Tanaka player tee. I have a Curtis Granderson player tee. Like,
Bernie,
the jerseys.
Listen. Here's what I'm saying. This guy, Jazz, even in the All-Star game, first of all, he didn't belong there. When he asked to please let me go in the Home Run Derby, he hit 3, okay? And then he said, if it was a Yankee Stadium, I would have hit a few more. The guy is a joke, okay?
Yeah, because there's high wall in Atlanta, not the short
wall. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Shut up. It's batting practice. Ichiro would have went there, and he would have hit more than him. I mean, stop. I'm sick and tired of this already. Anyway, there's only two players that I trust with the Yankees right now. It's Bellinger and Judge. Everybody else, we're not going anywhere. Remember what I told you a long time ago?
Stanton?
Listen, bro. Give me some average with this guy. Anybody in 260?
I don't care about their average. Hit some home runs, get on base.
You care about launch angle and home runs, which is really our problem. All right? Come on, Keith. Come on.
Nobody cares about average anymore. It's about OPS. Trent Grisham's got an 814 OPS.
Hey, I don't care about OPS. We lose. Listen.
Ben Rice got a 779 OPS.
This is what I got to say. When you got good pitching, our Yankee team, 1-6 innings, they get 1-2 hits. And then after that, those guys are gone, they come to reliever, and then we get heat homers. And you watch the game. Stop. You take care, brother.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't know how to get the Wendy's hit for the cycle. I'm sure, I don't know. I'm not going to text Susan at this hour. I'm going to assume that she flew back from Texas and got to the crib and is already tucked for the night. Susan, I see you in a minute. Jazz Chisholm is not my favorite player. I just was talking about how Jazz is pretty much on my last nerve with his slumping and his complaining and him trying to show up umpires and, how he hits his celebration. He's got the whole it's just like, bro, we need you to hit. We need you to hit. He's got to break out of it. He's been striking out a bunch. Worked a couple walks today. What else? Yeah, the tell me something cool part. I don't know. You guys, Dave Sims is a pro, man, and I've listened to Dave. He's not going to be John. Nobody's going to be John ever. If you want to hear John, John's got his own show. I've been catching up on John's show on TikTok. They follow me on TikTok, the John Sterling Show. They clip up his show and put it on TikTok. He's still got his takes. He's still sharp. I mean, John is the best. But, I don't think that, Dave is bad either. And he's got to have his own call. He can't say, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Like, he says, giddy up, gone. That's his thing, bro. And he's had his things, hey now. And he's had his things from calling Mariners games. I think you guys give Dave too hard of a time because you want somebody to be John. But you know what? On John's way out, a lot of you hated on John. Oh, he can't see the ball. Oh, John is he's lost his fastball. Like, nobody can ever win. None of us can ever win on these microphones. Somebody hates all of us. So, whatever. After the next break, I will find something cool to tell you. And, Yeah, as far as the Yankees go, Belly and Judge, sure, Judge got to get back to, you know, being MVP Judge. Belly, you can for the most part count on. I think the team is in an okay spot right now. I think the win today is something that they can build off of, but they still got to do it. So we'll see what happens on Friday. Let's go to Orange and talk to Greg on the Fan next. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You got it.
Yeah, man. So I'm calling about Juan Soto, and I've been thinking about this the past couple of days because we've seen this before. The guy goes out, contract year explodes, you know, gets paid, and then all of a sudden the performance kind of teeters off a lot. So it's August right now, season's three quarters of a way over. I know me as a Mets fan, I feel like we could be looking at another Lindor situation where the first year is kind of a wash, second year starts to find it, and then the third year it starts to gel. But I don't know if my fellow Mets fans, like if we're kind of aware of that, you know, because I'm very concerned watching him play right now. And, you know, I don't want to start kind of rambling here. My thoughts are a little scattered, but I'm a little concerned by what I'm seeing from Juan Soto. And I don't really know if I have the faith that he's going to turn it around and be the player that he was last year on the Yankees.
No, he's not going to be. He's already having a down year for himself, and he's not going to be able to match what he did hitting in front of Judge last year. What I would say is this. This is the only thing that if I was a Met fan rooting for Juan Soto and the Mets, that would help me sleep at night. They have to make the postseason, and I think they will. As Lou just called and says, you know, where does Evan get that the Yankees are going to, you know, win the division? From his own brain, from his own thoughts, watching the team and looking at the American League. I do think the Mets are a postseason team, but I think this upcoming stretch is going to have a lot to decide, like a lot to do with whether they're, you know, winning the division or they're fighting for their lives to be the last wild card again. What I would tell you is Juan Soto is a proven postseason performer. Juan Soto is a guy that you got to get to October, and October is the same as August 6th. Like, he does not get affected by the moment and the pressure of October, and he shines in those moments. So get him to October, and the regular season won't matter. And if you get what you got out of Lindor and Alonso in October and Vientos in October, then you could have a powerful lineup again.
100%. So can I apologize to interject. Can I just make one point about that? Because I was thinking about that recently. So I know this is going to sound kind of crazy saying like the weight of the jersey, but because he's had all that postseason success, but he doesn't have a bat like Judge behind him in the lineup in the postseason. And you think about what he did on the Padres in the postseason. I know we had that massive two-out hit against the Mets where he hit that little blooper over the third base. But if you take that clutch at-bat away on the Padres, he didn't do much in the postseason there. Yes, on the Nationals, he was unbelievable, but less pressure. They weren't supposed to be there, surrounded by Anthony Rendon. I know it sounds crazy, but was top three third baseman in the game. Trey Turner was going scorched earth. Mm-hmm. So I hear like that, you know, this thing we get to the postseason, it's gonna gel. I want to believe it, and there's a lot of truth to back it up, but I'm just concerned. I just feel like that $800 million and not having, because Aaron Judge, man, I love Pete. He's no Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is unbelievable, man. He just changes the way pitchers attack an entire lineup.
And, Soto just admitted that very early on in the season. Thanks for the call, Greg. I'll say this, you know, Soto's gonna probably break his career high in walks. You mentioned the jersey, the weight of the jersey. It isn't the weight of the Mets jersey. It's the weight of his wallet now. The money that's attached. Like he's achieved what he was always chasing. This is a guy that turned down $440 million. This is a guy that the Yankees offered $760 million, and he's like, nah, that's not enough to be a Yankee. There's more. I think it's the weight of the wallet. I don't think it's the jersey. I don't think he cares about the jersey, literally. Like today, the Mets got swept. Juan Soto didn't get swept. Juan Soto hit the home run to break up the no-no and had a smile on his face, had a smirk coming to the plate, knowing, hey, I'm about to break up this no-hitter. Get him to the postseason. Get him to the postseason, and all bets are off after that. He could star for you. He could carry you. And I think that's the saving grace. That's what you got to hope, because this is already a down year. He's I was saying to people online, I'm like, his average, like he hit around 300 this time last year. His OPS was, I guess his OPS is still up, but like his OPS was around like 1,000. I don't know, man. And Judge is a big part of that. But the clutch is not there. The clutch home runs are not there. The solo shots he was able to hit this year, they're just like empty. I don't know. It's for all that you paid for him, for all of the hype that came with him, it's definitely been underwhelming. Matt is in Belmar on the Fan next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Listen, got it.
I'm a Mets fan. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't honestly. I mean, I sit here on August 6th. I don't know if this team's going to make the playoffs. I really don't. And I just think it's not only about last year, it's how they fought. It's like, you're not getting the Lindor of last year. He's struggling. Juan Soto, yeah, I get it. Maybe it's October. It meant like last year I'll never ever seen like that. But the pitching is terrible. I mean, these guys can't go deep in the game besides Peters and Manias. Like, Clay Holmes, he'll have his usual four innings. Kodai Senga, I don't think he's an ace. That guy, cool. You know what? You show up, you do your job, you walk everybody. And it's just the pitching is not good. It's terrible. The Phillies, if you look at that, like, where is the team? Who's going to step up for game one, the mound? Like, Clay Holmes and throw, what, four innings? The bullpen might be good. But
yeah. I mean, game one is different than getting to the postseason. You'll figure that out when you get there. I do expect this lineup to wake up. I do expect them to hit. It is peculiar.
I don't think they're going to win the NL East, though, to be honest. I think the Philadelphia's going to run away with the division.
I think so, too. I mean, Philly... Like, they added at the deadline. I think Bader is going to be a great addition for them. He homered in his first
Schwarber
hit.
Schwarber's an MVP. I mean,
Schwarber's going crazy because he's going to get paid. Duran now, they got his closing entrance.
But listen, they
have the starting pitching.
The strength of the team, the lineup. But like, it's like if you look at Zach Wheeler, Sanchez, and the Rangers, Suarez, like compare those guys with the Mets, even though the Mets beat them last year, it's like his pitching. It's just not, I'm sorry. They didn't do enough, I think. At the beginning of the year, I've been saying that.
Yeah, you'd take Taijuan Walker from them right now if you could get like Taijuan Walker.
They struggle. Like, these guys, great if the bullpen is good, but they just don't get consistently enough inning values. The Mets are 29.
It would look better if the Mets were putting up double-digit hits and runs like they were last year, and I think that adding Juan Soto to this lineup – the thought was, oh, they're going to hit. They're going to produce. This is one of the most potent
lineups.
Yeah,
even last year, like, they got inning leaders. Like, maybe Luis Severino is not good, but, like, he get you in the sixth inning.
He did have a complete game.
It's like, these guys, they don't, they have the worst, they have one.
So they got to get back in the lab. The pitching lab's got to get more out of these guys. Montas, Senga, Holmes got to be able to get to the sixth inning.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what's going on with this team. Be honest, I mean, they got a tough stretch now. If you play Milwaukee, even though the Braves, they suck, but the Braves always own the Mets. And
I was going through it. I was like, this month of August, the dog days, no time to feel sorry for yourself. The Brewers, they're rolling. The Braves, they see your uniform. They're ready to beat you. The Mariners just added at the deadline, adding Suarez and Naylor. Killer. Their lineup is potent, like, and they can pitch too. So, like,
yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's more about, I'm not worried about hitting because I think they'll figure yourself out, but like, it's like, it's cool. It's good if your bullpen's great with these good arms, but what does it help you if the bullpen every day, and like Monday through Sunday, they're in the game. They're in the game by the fourth inning. They've had one. I don't know.
They got to score, bro. They pitch well enough to win these games. You're not going to win scoring one run, two runs.
You think with a team who's got the 29th in quality starts, and you look at the Phillies with the most, it's like, yeah, you think the disparity should be better at the hit, but. It's still, I don't know. I don't think they win the division. Hopefully they'll make the playoffs, but that's the game of baseball. We'll see. August, September.
We'll see. Thanks for the call, Matt. The end. Like, they don't have starting pitching that go deep into games. Got it. But they do have a stronger bullpen now. Okay. If you go and look at their losses, they're losing these games scoring under four runs. And then you know what? In the game that they actually did score six runs, they should have won that game. They should have walked that game off, but they were timid. They played it safe. They didn't send Tyrone Taylor. You're not beating anybody being no hit, obviously, and putting up one run in the ninth, two runs, four runs. It's not enough. You're about to face lineups in this National League. These guys hit. They string together hits. They hit home runs. So the Mets lineup has to wake up, and you have the hitters. You know that. You have multiple hitters that can get hot, and they need to get hot at the same time. 888-808-1019. I got to take a break. This is probably my last break. So when we come back, we'll do Tell Me Something Cool. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you again. I honestly haven't done too many Tell Me Something Cools because there's nothing cool about losing. Nobody wants to hear it, but I got a good one for you tonight. Tell me something cool. Well, this is really cool. Jen Powell, hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right, P-A-W-O-L, Jen Powell will become the first female umpire ever to work a regular season Major League Baseball game during this weekend's Marlins and Braves series down in Atlanta. Powell, a minor league umpire since 2016, is one of 17 current AAA call-up umpires eligible to substitute into Major League games. She will work the bases in both games of Saturday's doubleheader. And something even cooler about Jen Powell, she grew up right here in New York. Yeah, she's from Long Island. There you have it. Tell me something cool. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Yeah, honestly, you know, shout out to Lou for having me bring that back. I only have two segments that I do, Big Shot and Tell Me Something Cool. And I don't really need any more segments or games or series. I don't know. I like to talk to you guys. I like to take calls. I like to just be real, authentic, talk about what we see, what we feel, what's coming up next. And I think that's just kind of how I've crafted my shows. But yes, in a way to honor John Sterling, I came up with that Tell Me Something Cool segment in this show, which honestly, I came up with the segment that used to be in the Yankees pregame show, Tell Me Something Cool, and brought it back around. But I'll make a note. I put notes together every day, all day. I see something on Instagram, Twitter. I'll hear something on WFAN, and I just, my notes, one day I'll do some type of content show, and I have 652 days of notes in the Notes app on Apple on iPhone and also on my MacBook. So that's 652 days of show prep, like getting ready to do a show and putting together different things that happen throughout the games and the days and the world of sports. So let's wrap things up, taking the rest of these calls. You know, something else that came up in my notes as I was looking for the Jen Powell thing. You know, I was saying how I was listening to Howie Rose talk about, you know, there's always a play. And it was, there was always a play in these no-hitters. And obviously the Mets didn't get no-hit, but they were close. There was the C.J. Kafis play diving forward to rob Mark Vientos of a hit. But there was also the play where Lindor hit that ball 107 miles an hour and it went off Gavin Williams' glove. And he was able to recover, pick up the ball, and throw Lindor out. Like, that's how you just know it's not your day. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
What's up, Keith? It's stupid, man. I was talking to you yesterday, and I thought, I didn't even think it could get worse. And I was texting my buddy. It's like Gary Cohen said last year, the 0-5. It feels like rock bottom. You know, this should feel like rock bottom, but God only knows. Watch him get a perfect game thrown on him in a couple days. Or, honestly, you know, with Milwaukee, I wouldn't be surprised if they win that series, bro. You know what I mean? Like the way they play up, you know, to their opponent.
They beat Milwaukee in Queens. Yeah, maybe they rise to the occasion. And also, like I said, I've been out there to Miller Park. I don't even know what it's called now. Great American Family Field or something. It is quiet. It's a different vibe. Maybe they block out all of the New York noise and they go out there and hit. You're not facing their best pitchers.
Mizoraski's out. Yeah, I think we get Woodruff. That's it. Yeah. Hey, but look, you just talked about when we got him in Queens. Mizoraski, I think that's his one start to date.
Yeah, he got rocked.
You know,
the Nimmo Grand Slam, yep.
And that capped off that losing streak at that time. They were coming off, they lost like however many in like 15 games or whatever, and they torched Mizoraski. So who knows, man, that's just the way it works. But, you know, I'm watching today, and Gavin Williams, he's no scrub, but he's no ace either. Like, he's kind of like middle territory, and they're showing some of the names that have no hit him in the past, and aside from Scherzer, I think was the most recent one. It's a bunch of no names. So he, you know, the fact that we were two outs away from Gavin Williams being on that list. And by the way, they're showing I don't know if you saw this clip. I saw it on my TL. Was making the rounds, but they're showing during the broadcast they're getting no hit, and then they flash the camera to Chavez looking clueless, and then Jeremy Barnes is busy in the dugout picking his boogers. He's eating his boogers while they're getting no hit. It's incredible, bro.
That's great camera work by SNY.
That's what I was, bro. They probably did it on purpose. the production team, everything. They're getting no hit, and Jeremy Barnes is too busy eating his damn boogers. It's a circus, bro. It's the best team money could buy. The best team money could buy. And I was even thinking to myself, too, you know, if he winds up throwing this no-hitter, Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, had he thrown it, being the final three outs, that would probably be the best three final three outs of a no-hitter ever. So the 1-2-3 stats in the lineup to cap off. That would be all time.
They would play that on Bally Sports in Cleveland every day for the rest of time. Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Going back to the Tell Me Something Cool, as I kept reading, right, I said, this first woman umpire in Major League Baseball, Jen Powell, I kept reading. She attended West Milford High School in New Jersey, and she played catcher in college. She was on the softball team at Hofstra University. So, wow, like there is complete local ties to this historic event. This is cool. It's cool. My first scholarship offer was from Hofstra, and I played in the Governor's Bowl All-Star game against someone from West Milford High School. There's another segment. Make it about yourself. I toyed around with that segment. I remember for a little while, but then I was like, I don't want to start having those calls every night. I was like, make it about yourself. Like a story comes up and you call me and make it about yourself. Make it about you playing high school baseball or, you know, tied in. My greatest make it about yourself story is about Russell Wilson being at the UVA football camp, being in the same quarterback group as Russell Wilson back in 05, 04. Oh, I'm dating myself. Oh, why, Susan, I thank you. Anyway, speaking of tell me something cool, John Sterling, I'm going to build up Dave Sims, because every time one of you guys want to call and knock Dave Sims for being himself and calling the games, how he knows how to call games, I'm just going to remind you that he's great and that he's a professional and he's done this for many years and he's not John Sterling and he's not trying to be. Let's go back to today's game where the Yankees needed to win, must win, had to get the win, and everybody was listening to this game, watching this game, holding their breath. Let's hear Yankees broadcaster Dave Sims call the final out.
Seventh pitch from Bednar. A 2-2 offering to Garcia. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Yankees win. 3-2 final. Goodbye to the five-game losing streak. David Bednar with his first save as a Yankee. 3-2 final.
Hey now. David is in Manhattan on the fan. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Great show tonight.
I'm good. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Good, good. You know, just, sorry, let me, bit of a connection. Is this better? Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, cool. I was just going to say, like, with the Aaron Boone, I mean, look, Girardi, he came in, and he took his squad of players, and they overachieved. I mean, they would have, I think, won the pennant maybe easily if it wasn't for the cheating going on in Houston. They took that team. The fan base loved that team. Girardi, like, lived and breathed baseball. As I'm, you know, comparing to Boone is a bit different personalities. But the point is that he got fired because they felt like he wasn't connecting well with Gary Sanchez. Maybe there was a little bit friction with him and Brian Cashman.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is, after he left, Sanchez became, he just got worse. And if you look at Boone, the one thing that the Yankee manager needs, and it's more glaring year after year, is really developing young players, is really working on the fundamentals. On a Girardi-led team, Volpe would not be this bad in the field. He just won't, because he would just work with them and stress that the culture of the team would be that much different. I think Boone would be great, like, in a more veteran team where they're leading the pack and he's a good type of manager for.
I'm trying to think of other young players that were under Girardi. Like, I don't know if we can just say that, like. I in theory, but I'm like, who else can name?
Judge had an amazing, you know, amazing development with Girardi. I mean,
rookie season.
Judge
got much better under Aaron Boone.
Judge was hit. He should have been the MVP if it wasn't for Altuve.
Was at a lot of those games. I was at Judge's first game. Yeah, he hit the 52 home runs or whatever it was as a rookie and shit on it. But like, he hit 62 under Boone.
I understand.
He's looking like a triple crown winner. He won the MVP last year. He became more of a complete hitter and a better defender.
I'm saying, like, I thought his defense was always really solid, but, like, he came in under Girardi. The fundamentals, the culture were there, and his trajectory was just, like, he was an absolute stud. He did everything right. And I don't think that Girardi did anything wrong with developing players. I think that the glaring issue is base running is awful.
Yeah.
Fielding is awful. It's just things that you want to rip your hair out in the World Series, the glaring things that the Yankees could have won last year. It was just like these, you know, ridiculous plays that were, in my opinion, is a fixable issue.
I think it's fair to say that Girardi ran a tighter ship. Thanks for the call, David. I'm running out of time. I have 5 minutes left, and I got three calls. I think it's okay to say that Girardi ran a tighter ship, but I also think it's fair to say that tighter ship, some guys didn't like being on. I think these guys like being on Boone's country club type of ship, and now they need to find a happy medium. Now they need to, like, you know, actually look in the mirror, have some accountability, sense of urgency, some hard truths. Judge is a guy that I don't think it mattered who was the manager with Judge. Judge is going to be Judge. But I think Boone, you know, they like how Boone handles the media and how he protects the players, and they value that more so than Girardi being, you know, tough on a Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez is irrelevant. I don't have the time to think about the Greg Birds or the, we're running out of time. I don't have the time to think of, like, who Girardi had that was young under him that didn't materialize. It was so many years ago now. But I know it's open season on Aaron Boone, and understandably so. Leonard is in Rockland County next. What's up, Leonard?
Hey, good evening, Keith. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Yeah, so quickly, I just wanted to point out, everyone's, like, panicking with the Yankees and the Mets. I just think that every season, like, we have these months, July, or whether it's August, and we go through these streaks, and everyone's given up, everyone's saying different stuff. I just believe that, you know, I everyone still thinks, I hope so, at least, that the Yankees will make the playoffs, whether it's as a wild card or second or third, who cares? I just think it's going to come down to timely hitting in timely situations with runners in scoring position in big games in October. Starting pitching for the Yankees has always been fine. When it came to October, is that hasn't been their you know, their bugaboo to say. But I just think that everyone should just, like, you know, just put their head in the right spot with that. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. That's what's paying the Yankees for, you know, every postseason that they failed. Not scoring with runners on, not getting runners on, striking out, timely hitting. And what I'm hoping, and thanks for the call, Leonard, is that this is the year where you have all of these hitters where they're not all going to go cold. I've talked about it all season that hopefully this is the year that Aaron Judge, being a father, Aaron Judge losing in the World Series, failing at times last year, dropping the pop-up, and hearing about that every single day, that when this postseason comes around, he just locks in and is his regular self. Stanton, we can count on. Grisham has been clutch all year. I would hope we could count on him. Belly, we know we can count on. Volpe was good in the postseason last year. You see what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down. Ben Rice didn't get an opportunity last year. He's been unlucky. Maybe he gets lucky in October this year. Paul Goldschmidt, if he's going to just be a guy, a right-handed bat, we don't have that many right-handed bats. Like, if he's going to be a right-handed bat that can mash lefties, so be it. Austin Wells was all right at times. Like, that's what you got to hope for. But also, you got to hope that they snap into it and they win. They got to win a lot more than they've been losing. Their win percentage has to go up a lot here in August and September to remain in the wild card position or challenge for the division. The Red Sox and Toronto are in front of them, and, like, you got to see them again, and they're not slowing down. So there's a lot more ahead of the Yankees before we get to the timely hitting in the postseason. Last call goes to Phil in Spring Valley. Phil, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's things going?
Great. Another 5-hour KM to AM in the books.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Look, on the Yankees, I feel like there's a sense of, I know they use the word urgency, but I feel like the word that needs to be used now is a feeling of wanting to win. You know, this team has so many players actually with heart, and that's something that usually should carry a team. I mean, you have guys like Chaz Chisholm who wants to win, and you see in every at-bat how much he cares about everything. This team has to have an urgency together to want to win, to care, to do the right fundamentals. I feel like when you don't do fundamentals, it's just a lack of caring, of wanting to win. It's where you think that things will just get back together. And you can't do that, especially in this division where everyone else sees the Yankees.
I think it's a focus thing. And I wouldn't use Jazz as my example. I think Jazz is, as we talk about Soto being a me guy, I think Jazz is very much in his head about himself. I remember Jazz talking about when he got thrown out against the Cincinnati Reds, like, oh, it's my job to show up and impress my fans. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. It's your job to stay in the game to help the team. We had to bat DJ LeMahieu. We had to put DJ LeMahieu in the game and lose the game because you weren't there. They need to have focus. They need to lock in. Don't give them outs. Don't run into outs. Don't commit errors. Have better at bats. Stop swinging at the first pitch. Take a look at a pitch. Run up the count. Like, as a team, attack these pitchers. That is the way to win.
Oh, for sure. And I think that that's something that, you know, has got to be put together. It's fine. On the Mets side, you know what? You got to know that they're using Soto wrong. He's not a 2-3-4 hitter. He's a leadoff hitter. And he's a guy that's able to just get on base.
Juan Soto?
For the next guy. When he did much better when he knew that I have to get on base for Aaron Judge. And that's why the Mets are using him wrong. They think they can just put him in.
He wasn't leading off last year. Gleyber Torres was leading off. Before that, it was like Volpe leading off.
Soto. His job was to get on so that Judge gets good pitches and that he can mash.
He's leading the league in walks. Thanks for the call, Phil. But nah, he's not a leadoff hitter. He's leading the league in walks. He's having the best year of his life walking. He's got 89 walks. He's on pace to have 150 walks. I don't know. I'm out of here, yo. C-Max coming up next. Everybody enjoy your night. I'll be back Friday after the game. Peace.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.